Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So I came home and I had like 2 or 3 days where I was just out of it. I was sad. I was very sad.
Fucking with Guru until I die. It's all Guru all the time.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It's to be the man in high school, homie.
Who is it?
50 Cent.
Oh.
Talk about guys that had glory in high school and now not doing so well.
Well, yeah. Then you have a lot in common with him.
I'm not a high school Harry. Yeah. Hey, real quick, you're burying the lead. Oh. You texted the thread that you watched or started the Pete Rose doc.
I watched
the
whole thing.
And I watched. Oh,
watched
you went through
thing.
It.
Yeah.
Dude, his dad was rough, man.
You think?
You think? Wow.
I thought the takeaway of the whole show was Al Michaels did not look good in that at all. And I'm not talking about how.
I wonder if he's
and
heard
I'm not
this.
Talking about how he looked physically.
Man.
He came off. Wow.
Yeah.
He made Kyle Shanahan look humble. Yeah.
Possibly.
So, one thing I like, Goo, I was telling you about, and
just agitating people.
No. No. You know, I like having an opinion about something and then finding out if it's right or wrong.
Gotcha.
So, you know, like this is what I'm saying. So, whatever it was 4 years ago now, I can't remember. 2022. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I think the Warriors are done winning titles.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think they're done. Okay, they won. They won the title
Incredible.
In 2022.
Yeah.
Right. And did I foresee that they'd get every break in the book on the way to the title? Oh, I didn't.
Refresh my
memory. I didn't realize, you know, Ja Morant was going to get hurt.
Oh, here we go.
And then I didn't realize Phoenix was going to get COVID.
Jokic got hurt.
And everybody was hurt. And then I didn't realize the Celtics weren't ready for the moment.
That's stupid. Don't say that again.
That's fine.
Then it went to Fitzy.
And the next year came, and I'm looking at the team, and I'm like, I know I didn't think they were going to win it last year, but no. I'm looking at this team. I don't see it, Bob. And they weren't.
But something happened.
And then last year. I don't see it, Bob. I don't see it.
Chris Paul.
And I'm right again. Okay? So when I tell you this is what I want to happen, trust me, it's what I want to happen. I don't want Brandon Ayuk or Trent Williams playing this year. And I want the Niners to win it all. See, that would be something that would tangibly show
nobody
knows what they're talking about.
But that would it's my football version of an oxymoron. Sure. You can't they're not gonna win it without those two.
And I love stuff
they have
like
no
this.
Chance.
I love stuff like this. Hey Giants, Giants before this. Hey, we could be pretty good. Could be pretty good. Giants. Okay. What do you think, Steiny? I don't know. 500? I don't know. 82, 84 wins?
You said they'd be a hotter ticket than the Warriors.
No.
That was said. We had a show about it.
See, if you're going to do this, remember exactly what I said.
Are you mad at me or
said? I'm mad at both of you.
Okay.
Because you both are sticking it to me. What I said at the time was, I think I'd rather see a Giants game than a Warriors game. And I meant it at the time. Now, clearing that up. So, then the Giants struggle. They get six games below 500. And then it's just, that's where my observer comes in.
Okay.
And I watch the fan base quit.
Yeah.
I watch the fan base give up on the team. I watch the fan base say, fire Farhan. He's an idiot. I watch the fan base give up on Snell.
But you understand what they were reacting to what they were watching, partner?
That's right.
Okay.
And they were wrong.
They were wrong.
And now the Giants get a little bit hot, just like you. Oh, now they're... Oh, they can do this. They can do this. So I hope they do it. I hope they do it this year.
Yeah.
And then what are you going to do with Farhan? Farhan.
It's not about me. Go ahead, finish.
You're right.
I'm the one that said he's going to keep his job even if they don't make it, and they still may not make it. Steiny, he's going nowhere. I just can't wait for Willard and FP to this whole thing with Blake Snell is humongous.
What whole thing with Blake Snell?
Like I asked Shasky, or might have been Bonte, do you think he's going to stay? They're like, he's going to walk. Well, Farhan, you better, if you're here, which I think you're going to be, you better make sure his ass don't walk. Or if he walks, you're saying that you aren't ready to have a Blake Snell meaningful pitching. So I can't wait to see how this season culminates. But the Blake Snell, he ain't been able to ask anybody to get anybody to dance with him. But now somebody's in your house, and you got to keep him in your house and in your uniform. Are you going to be able to do that? I understand, but you better convince him to opt in. That's what I'm saying.
So he has
got to recruit him to stay.
Oh, so he has a great second half, and.
Oh, he's stunned. He won Cy Young last year. He starts off slow, but if this is what I'm going to get at the back end,
so he has a great second half. Why would he opt in for 32 instead of opting out for a long-term contract?
I don't have that answer, but sell him on making that decision.
Well, once you get there, why isn't he like Aaron Judge and Bryce Harper and Stanton? Uh-huh. What makes you think you're going to be able to get Blake Snell if he's a free agent?
Oh, man.
Well, you already got him once.
Right?
Yeah. Get him again, Evan. They're
going to have to probably give him multiple years.
I understand. But, okay, or be real with yourself and say, we got to start this thing over. We don't even need a Blake Snell.
Blake Snell. He's going to make 19 starts this year.
You heard the old E40 line. You don't buy a $50,000 car before you buy a house.
Why not?
Tiny stop.
Like, what's the rationale there?
You save your money for a home before you go spending $60,000 on a car to park it in an apartment?
Sounds to me like if you spend $60,000 on a car, you're going to be able to buy whatever house you want.
Well, good God.
I know, just I'm being a pain.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. I can't wait to see how this plays out.
I'll tell you.
Bunt last night is bad. They are just Heartbreak Hotel.
Stop.
We're trying to get a guy over to third, you know, trying to get it down the third baseline, you know, with Lamont up next. Guy's a pretty tough customer to try to string some hits together with.
Oh, man, I'm hugging you. You sound so just tired and beaten, man.
Why do you think they're going to win a series?
Hey. Same reason you said Kyle might not win one. I don't want to be right. I'm different than you. I just want to hug him.
No, you do want to be right.
Everything he's Wadi Coyote right now. Everything he's pressing is blowing up on him.
Who?
Roadrunner.
Let's go to Joseph in Vallejo. Joseph, how you
Melvin.
Doing?
Melvin.
Hello, gentlemen. How we doing?
Talk to us.
I'm struggling.
Yeah. I've been meaning to call you for a minute, going back on the Super Bowl game.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know that on Christmas of last year, the 49ers was given a gift by the Ravens to let them know they wasn't as good as they thought they were. Kansas City was given a gift by the Raiders to let them know they wasn't as good as they thought they were. So in the Super Bowl, Andy Reid took that in mind. He knew that he didn't have a better offense than the 49ers, so he play ball control. You believe that their defense was stopping Kansas City, but they was not stopping them. They held them and said, just keep it closer to the fourth quarter. Kelsey didn't like the game plan. That's why he attacked the coach. That's why down the red zone, he wasn't in there. They just said, keep it close. Both are going to be out there for contain, but in fourth quarter or in the overtime, Mahomes, that's when you run. Both will sit out there four times waiting for him. He went inside. They did ball control because they knew they wasn't better than the 49ers. They kept that offense off the field. That's how they won. They didn't stop Kansas City.
Let me just say this to you, and I love you. Don't hang up. I got it because I was in the lab. I just totally disagree with you. They had Kansas City with 3 points after halftime, regardless of why it happened, with Wilkes under all that pressure. That defense was balling. It picked off Mahomes the first possession of the second half. All the way through the third quarter, they were making the Chiefs punt. I get your premise, but to say the Niners' defense was not stopping Mahomes, that's wrong. They stopped him enough to win that damn game.
I'm telling you. They, again, Green Bay, what you saw, what they just realized their offense wasn't better than the Niners.
Okay.
They did old-fashioned ball control, and that's why they kept running Pacheco. He only got about 60 yards, but they kept pounding him. And if you're going to give me Mahomes over Purdy in the last parts of a game, I'll take Mahomes any day for the fourth quarter. And that's what happened. And Bosa sit out there waiting for containment.
Yeah, he was
and he
bad.
Ran inside of him. Yeah. Bosa didn't never adjust to, he stayed on the outside and he ran inside.
Hey, but Bosa also kept crashing down and Mahomes was going to the out, just running like, and then, you know, real quick, and Bosa had the nerve to say they weren't prepared and blame that on Wilkes. And that's two Super Bowls worth, eight quarters of Bosa crashing down, thinking the running back had the ball and Mahomes is running 10, 12 yards. It happened more than a few times. Just my 2 cents.
It happened on four occasions, but thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, thank you for the information.
Thanks, Joseph. Appreciate the call.
No, that's wrong, Stoddy. Niners defense so funny, played their man. Ass off, man.
Yeah, this is so funny.
And then the last,
so
to go to overtime, they held Mahomes and the Chiefs to a field goal when everybody thought they were going to score. That was embarrassing.
I'm going to have to sneeze.
And it's Wiley Coyote. Thank you for, you gave me a look, not correcting me. I said Wild E Coyote. It was 100 years ago, but jump in and correct me.
I tried, but you didn't stop. That's funny.
That ain't cool.
I remember saying this in the wake of the 49ers losing the Super Bowl. I remember saying, look, guys, they didn't play well enough to win a Super Bowl. Oh, no, they did. And now, here it is 6 months later. Trent Williams stunk, everybody seems to think. Bosa was terrible in the Super Bowl. Ayuk was invisible in the Super Bowl. Purdy was ordinary in the Super Bowl. And Deebo Samuel was meh in the Super Bowl.
Oh, he was almost tapping
What's
out.
What's the trend?
Just win, baby.
Oh, there it is.
That was a maverick.
There it is. Bring back some of that mentality.
No, I'm just telling you, Stoney, like,
I don't know what you're telling me.
When you go to overtime, you had a chance to win. The Niners squandered a lot of good opportunity. Offensively, they did diddly squat. And to take that ball first in overtime.
How could they do diddly squat with the greatest left tackle of all time?
We had a bad game.
Oof.
Your boy fumbled, McCaffrey.
He stinks.
He doesn't stink.
He's average.
I just think their best opportunity has gone. Okay. Hey, and if I'm wrong, I'll say, you know, I always say it.
No.
Hey, I'll say, hey, it's Snotty, I was a little overzealous with that take. This is proving my point. This is not how champions start seasons. The disease of me or whatever you want to call it, and now everybody looking around, and, oh, Snotty about to take all the money. We got to get some. Yeah, ain't nothing worse than ordering a pizza and then somebody counting.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Friend Ralph used to do it. How many pizza? Just eat the pizza and let's enjoy each other. Quit telling how many slices you're going to have. You're ruining the experience. I hate people. Like, just let's talk, have fun and enjoy and eat. How many pizzas are getting? Dude, you're ruining it. That's what's happening with the Niners. I swear, that matters. I swear, Stan, I used to hate that. Ralph.
I know what you mean.
Just eat. Let's enjoy each other. Come on.
You don't do the math?
No, before. Not when it comes to food.
The math, doesn't work for a pizza.
No.
Three people and eight slices. Somebody's
golly.
Getting hosed.
Yeah,
just like the Giants, split it in half.
Poor Melvin.
There you go again.
He deserves it.
The sympathy for these multimillionaires is unbelievable.
Stiny, he's wearing it.
He's wearing it.
It's just...
He's taking a nap right now.
But would you have bunted Fitzgerald in that situation? He's your hottest hitter.
Evan. Talked it.
We were fighting on the text thread last night.
Yeah,
but good. Evan, you said you came around a little bit on it, and I saw your side, too.
The one two nights ago. The last one, not going to lie, I was with Big Bob.
Yeah. And then the eighth inning, you got first and second. Yeah, no doubt. They don't bunt anymore. That's why I hate when they try it.
Mm.
It's like, let me just give you an automatic out. And then the Giants
They just needed one run, though, and if they bunted him over, he'd been in scoring position.
Which still, with the way the Giants are hitting with ducks on a pond, one out and a runner on third is not automatic.
Patrick Bailey on the phone. Ground out to first base, scored a run.
He's been, man. We'll call him Patrick Love Bailey.
See, this is like,
he ain't Pat the Bat.
Here's the one thing that...
He's drinking Bailey's.
That's a four.
Here's the one thing. And I always try to keep this in perspective. See, you got all excited 3 days ago. And you were looking at these cockamamie numbers. Cockamamie numbers.
About?
Stop.
About, they're this out, they're that out. I'm looking, they're still in ninth. They're still in ninth.
All right.
But here's what I'll tell you. And now, well, they got it, must win tonight. Goo, this is the same team today that it was 3 days ago.
But
they're about 500.
And I want to let
That's
you know.
Who they are.
And I'm waiting for the guys on
That's
the crossover. Stoney, it's taking a little hit, though, my excitement. Because I keep seeing them flail and fail with the bat in their hand. That's all. They may still accomplish it, But it's this their offense, Donnie. It is. I'm talking about clutch hitting. Is even when they won, they won 107. Darren Ruff. Anybody you sent up was gonna the bad boy was gonna get a hit. And last night they had a cockamamie rule go that worked for them because they had a base running blunder. Runner got thrown out at third on the bunt. They said no, you go back to second. And with one, that was a gift from the baseball gods. They still couldn't get the runner to third or home.
Appreciate the recap.
Yeah, it's just
what
I'm telling you. You're right. The 3 days ago,
yeah.
But it's changed from me now. My fastball has lost MPHs on it. I want to let you know I'm not as gung-ho on them making it like I was 3 days ago because I keep watching them with runners in scoring position. Stani, I don't know if it's going to change. The pitching's phenomenal, and that's the baseball Macbeth about this Giants season.
Oh, my God, yeah. This is a tragedy.
Just turned into
Guru. Guru, do you ever look at a team, like, you always want to blame. It's his fault, it's her fault, it's their fault, it's his fault.
I don't think I do that a lot.
Why don't you just look at the Giants and say, you know, they're just not good enough. It's nobody's fault.
Mm.
They're not underachieving.
Well, when
do you
look
think
at
they're underachieving?
I do. I do. Matt Chapman has been great with the glove.
What's the problem?
Everybody with runner, it's like they're infected. They can't hit with ducks on the pond.
They
so
can't
fire
hit.
Pat Burrell. Like
oh, there
hit
it is.
You got to do
there
something.
It is.
No.
There it
I
is.
I never said that.
You just
but
did.
It's somebody's responsibility for their approaches with guys. Stani, are you watching them? It's the same at bat by every different I can't wait for the Willard and FP. It's the same at bat with runners in scoring position.
I make no differentiation between hitting with runners in scoring position and hitting. If you're not a great hitting team, you're probably not going to be great hitting with runners in scoring position.
I'm not mad at that.
They're
but you
not,
got accomplished, well, accomplished, you got professional hitters.
Who?
But
who?
The Chapman?
Okay, that's one.
And he's striking out Yaz.
Yaz is a professional hitter?
All of them just seem to
How come he didn't make it
into
the big leagues until he's 29?
Stan, you ever heard of just getting a runner over or giving yourself up for the betterment of the team? They can't even get a runner over in extra innings. Wait, you know what? I'm going to go the other way, Stani.
It sounds so easy.
So
it's baseball,
don't even knock me in.
Hey,
you're right. The Braves did it the last two nights.
Hey, Aaron.
Oh, boy.
You need to stop.
Stop this, man.
Why can't Blank Snow?
Aaron, how come a team that can't hit can't score six runs off Chris Sale?
I told Norm about that.
How come we can't get a run into the 10th inning?
Maybe because the reliever's pretty good and our hitters stink.
Hey, the rat on the table brought to you by Atco.
You have no
They
rat.
Can't even get over, forget a run. They can't even move the runner over, the inherited runner over from second to third.
You know
go
what?
Figure.
I mean this. And
they don't even
I
go
mean
to
this,
third.
I mean this from the bottom of my
Give
heart.
Give me the A's offense with the Giant pitching. Dodgers, watch out. That's what's really happening.
I mean this in the nicest way. You don't know how to watch baseball.
Oh, that hurts.
You
I
don't.
Love it. What
you
am I missing?
Right. You love baseball. But you don't know how
what
to watch
are you
it.
What?
You
whoa.
Don't know how to watch
what should
it.
I
love
do?
It, but you're not in love with
That's
it.
That's right.
Please, Fantoni. I love the game.
Oh, I know you
love
I feel like I managed
selected,
the game when I watch.
I
right.
What would you, what do I need to add?
You need to treat a series like you do a game.
Well, I've been watching a lot of Pirates series lately.
You know what I'm saying, Evan?
Very well.
So, you know, take your must win and stuff it in a sock, because there's no such thing.
Tonight's a must-win for the Giants. Stani, it is. You can sit there. That's the beautiful thing about baseball. Yeah. It's always tomorrow.
Kind of is.
But you got to win tonight. You go,
what?
You lose the tiebreaker to Atlanta.
Okay.
You told me that was good by you yesterday. But, Stani, you can't lose another one.
What?
Three back-to-back.
Of course they
to
can.
To the team that you're chasing.
Of course. One thing, one of two things is going to happen tonight.
What?
They're going to win or they're going to lose.
I'll give you that.
And I got news for you.
Freud.
Regardless of what happens, it's just going to make one game difference. You need to start watching a series like you do a game. Instead of 162 games, here's what I'd like.
Divide by three. Oh.
Divide by four. Divide by four. Because you can't watch baseball the way you watch
it. I love it.
It's not a hot take sport. I can see why you're a little lost.
You listen to Kipe and Crook, they're wearing it. They're sucking the energy out of the whole fan base, the Giants. Because what they want to accomplish
What about 3 days ago? Had they sucked?
It took three days to suck
the excitement.
Well, they lost Sundays. They lost three in a row. But before then, Steiny, you were like, okay, it's coming. I can see it. But I'm not giving up. It's just I don't believe in their offense, and I hate that. I watch the A's. They're on a hole. They can hit. Yeah, they got things going on. They play this weekend, Battle of the Bay. In your backyard, you better go. I'll be gone.
I won't.
Not even to see the Giants.
Especially not to see the Giants.
Wow.
If I'm going to go to an A's game, I'm watching them against the Dodgers. And if I want to see the Giants, I'm going to Oracle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't.
Have you been to a game this year? I think you went to one.
Oakland Ballers.
No, I'm talking about Giants.
Giants?
Yeah. I've been to five. Yankees.
Evan?
I've been to five, dude. Why?
It doesn't count if you walk down to Momo's and a beer and then leave.
Nah, I went to the park.
How many have you been to this year, Steiny?
None.
Well, I just asked. None.
I only watch 500 teams or better.
Well, they've been above 500 the last two nights.
Yeah.
You're not a Melvin guy.
I liked him a lot more when he was managing the A's teams in 12 and
they just couldn't get past
14.
Detroit, it felt like. Verlander left, right, every year, man.
I mean, he was in the NLCS 2 years ago.
I just said I liked him better when he managed the A's.
Evan, I needed to hear that. The stuff we forget, wow. He was. Then he got fired.
Yeah.
He couldn't control the clubhouse, man. Egos.
Evan,
I hope that's not happening here,
Evan,
with the Niners.
You know what?
No, if him and that GM didn't go.
If I
want to
know what the pulse is inside the Padres clubhouse, I'll ask Evan.
And I will, too. I'll give it to you.
Did Melvin lose last year's Padres? He just lost them. Could Melvin not control
amongst each other?
Could he not control the Padres clubhouse last year?
AJ Preller is a kid with too much money that doesn't know what he's doing. Get him off the teat.
Yeah, they didn't get along.
But
Soto was a problem.
Stop pulling a guru and answer the question. Did Bob Melvin lose the Padres clubhouse last year?
Yeah.
But Soto was a big part of that, Steiny, and they're better without him. And that's how you're acting like the Niners with Trent. Oh, we'll
because
just find
he's dealing with a bunch
tackles.
Of million-dollar babies.
Yeah, dude, that dude's on fire.
Who?
Soto.
He hit three homers last night.
But it's not even – he's clutch. He's in the perfect spot for his personality. And he does a thing when he gets a ball and leaps into Fisher.
I think his personality fits kind
of. Dude, I love him.
How does he know where his personality fits?
I knew him in Washington.
You don't know these guys.
Oh,
all right. On the other side,
you're crazy.
We'll probably have an Aiyuk update.
Watch the game again, then.
Jerry.
Yeah. I watch the games. Where's my damn sheet?
I want her to call back.
You don't even know who she was.
One of my favorites. Yeah. Hey.
No, I am too. It's fun. I like doing shows with you. 707.
What'd they say?
I'm dying over here. Guru's hilarious. You are.
You are the hilarious.
Nah, you're the best, buddy. Don't you get it?
I bring the prep and the direction. I know.
Oh, hold on. Shoot. All right. Coming up on the other side, I'm looking at my medical bill here. That's not what I want. Okay, this is what I want. What's coming up on the game is sponsored by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Tell me how it is to live in the world as a bald man. If you got a head full of lettuce, you're never going to know that.
Hey, it's Moses Moody with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
You know, the second part of that was, okay, you got a full head of hair. But you know you're gonna be bald in the near future.
Now that I don't...
That's what you prepare for. And that's what the Niners are doing. The Niners are preparing to be bald in about 2 years, and they need to figure out how they're going to handle it. Are they going Rogaine?
2-2
Are they going Rogaine?
Or Carl Ravitch?
Are they going Rafferman or Grecian formula?
I don't know. What does Joe Buck use?
Oh, he had a bad experience. I read the article with hair plugs. He said it.
Going hair plugs.
Yeah, I wouldn't. LeBron tried that, allegedly.
Oh, what about the Carlos Boozer?
He said that was an error. If he had it to do over again, he wouldn't have used that much. But what you got, Stoney? Something's been eating at you.
I feel like we should do a segment called Who's Laughing Now?
I feel like you stole that. It's so great.
No. And here's, I just kind of think this is funny. Bob Melvin. Hey, Bobby, how frustrated are you with three straight one-run losses?
It's frustrating. Yep. I mean, it's three games in a row here where we've lost by a run. Oof. And at home, we've been pretty good about winning the close games. Yeah. So it's frustrating, yeah.
Well, maybe your closer shouldn't be in Sacramento.
Well,
they all I know is they sent him down, and they've lost three straight one-run games.
Now, that's okay, but their bats are
who's
the reason they lost
now?
three.
Camilo!
No, he don't hit, Stoney. He don't hit. I just, wow. I can't wait to get the guys in here. Well, we got another hour. I looked at the clock.
Evan, what do you think about that connection I made?
About them not having their closer?
And they've lost three straight one-run games.
Didn't they beat the Tigers before? Because he got sent down after the Nationals. But I see your point.
Yeah, that's all I'm asking.
I see your point.
Because
They won Friday night when they did it. They came from behind.
Well,
they sent him out after that game.
I was kind of confused. Normally when you, put a closer in their place, you demote them from their role first before just sending them straight to AAA.
And Stoney's acting like the Giants blew the closers blew the game. The Giants couldn't do their
Did they strand those two guys in the 10th inning at second base?
I got you. All right.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Or is this one of those things where you treat the last two nights as wins?
You could have scored two, though, offensively. That's all.
Yeah. And the relievers could have shut them down. What are you looking at?
Stefan Candelaria. Goo would look better than Stoney with a bald head. Okay. Yeah, I didn't. Why'd you make me read it?
Let's take a playoff from my
He deserved it.
Let's do it. I've been asking for that all.
But it's one thing to ask for it. It's another thing then to have something else to talk about.
We had something.
What?
It was
what? Are we going to talk about the Giants?
No, David Aldridge. I was waiting for you to bring it out the bag. But it was so good, it's ours. See, you're an eye guy. Yeah, it's ours. I was ready. Let's do it.
Now I don't want to.
Dude, you are something else.
So, David Aldridge, Hall of Fame, by the way. He's in the Hall of Fame. The Naismith Hall of Fame.
LaMarcus?
Nope. David Aldridge, formerly the Washington Post, now writes a little bit for The Athletic, and he was doing... He was doing his NBA assessments.
Wow.
And you know me, I'm a word guy because both my parents were English teachers. Chris Paul II. And he wrote a sentence.
Good Lord.
And he wrote a sentence about the Warriors that to me was just spot on. Absolutely spot on. And when I read it, I thought, why don't others understand this? Because to me, it is so logical. Here's the sentence.
All right.
Don't kill the messenger. This is the sentence. The Golden State Warriors are stuck. They'll never be lottery bad with Steph Curry and Draymond Green, but they're no longer realistic title contenders either. And it would be silly to expect ownership to keep spending money like they were. How come we can't, if we acknowledge that sentence, I think we'd all be in a better place with the Golden State Warriors.
Well, just let me give you this. Go ahead.
One last addendum.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban, former owner of the Mavericks, always said, the worst place to be is in the middle.
But sometimes you can't control it. Mm. Now, I'm being real here. What would the friend of the program say to that article? Like, David, look around, bud. I tried to go all in to change what we thought would change for the better and not be in the middle and get Paul George. I tried to get Lowry marketed. It didn't work out.
Right.
Now we
So you tried all that, and what he's saying is he watched the offseason.
Oh, no doubt.
They tried to do this. They tried to do that. They got nothing done. The Warriors are stuck.
Wow. They didn't make the playoffs, so that constitutes stuck. I guess what I would ask David Steiny is, what are the solutions? And are they really stuck? Was this an anomaly last year because Draymond got suspended? Do these additions work? It's scary as hell, and that's why Steph said what he said in Vegas. Something's going to happen. This is not
what?
Going...
What's going to happen?
A direction of Curry. The exhibition, the show he put on in the Olympics those last two games lets you know he's still box office, and I bet if
box office doesn't win you games,
still top five to watch, you know,
to
bang
watch
for your buck, all okay. That. My point is, you get the right thing around him, you still got action.
They can't. The Warriors are stuck. They can't get the right pieces around him where they're at now. They can't.
But if they're Andrew not Wiggins. Somehow went to see, who is it with the Wizard of Oz?
Do you see how desperate
it feels? That's what it is. Kuminga takes two jumps, not one. And if Pods is the real deal and Moody, like that's what you're. That's what it is.
What?
It's beyond Steph.
Let's say everything
and Draymond.
Say everything goes right.
Everything goes right
for the Warriors. All those things you say happen is going to happen.
You're a fifth or sixth seed.
Okay. And then what?
Hopefully, one around. I don't know, but if he's that Steph Curry in the Olympics, and I know, come on, like, it's not his fault. And now it's almost hashtag free Curry if you don't get the right thing around him. I get what David is saying, but damn, David, I love you to death. They tried to do something
but
different.
But that's the point. They're stuck. Mm. Trying doesn't matter.
Right.
Trying doesn't get it done. It's like, yeah, I'm trying to... You know, I'm trying to not to date myself. Give me a famous actress. I'm trying
Catherine
to date
Hepburn.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah,
but guess what? I'm stuck.
Audrey.
Tom Cruise. Yep. I hear you.
So what do you do? How do you unstick the Warriors right now?
Make a decision, and you sit down with the chef, or you just you attack this year's deadline with reckless abandon, which I don't think you're going to get anything. Huh? That's just how I feel.
Then you agree with David.
No, I feel like your best opportunity was Paul George and marketing to have an impact on this season. Let's just say they make the playoffs, lose first round. Steiny, you really got to sit down with the chef. This is Steph's biggest fan. And say, look, we can't do both. We can't please both masters. Are you cool staying here if we're kind of one and done in the playoffs for the rest of your career? Or do we need to move you somewhere where we would get the necessary pieces back and start over and nobody would be mad? I honestly believe, and it keeps me up at night, Steiny, and it's football, so I'm trying not to think about the Warriors. I think that's what he was talking about when he was in Vegas, about the bottom feeding. He is monitoring this situation. And I don't know what Lakeup can do by not going to get different personnel or top-tier personnel. So if you're going to tell me they're stuck, I get it. But the bottom line is they don't want to be stuck.
Right, but that doesn't matter. Like, that part doesn't matter is what Aldridge is saying.
Mm.
And my question would be this. You think the Warriors are aggressive as an organization?
Yeah, hell yes.
You think they're going to be aggressive at the trading deadline?
No doubt about it.
Why would anything change at the trading deadline? Like, they were aggressive this offseason. They got nothing. Oh, they're going to be aggressive at the All-Star at the trading deadline.
I'll tell you what to that quick.
Okay, what does that mean?
I'm going to tell you. Maybe this season doesn't look like what it was supposed to the powers to be, and they're unwilling... Allegedly, Steph is the only one untouchable. And I'm talking about Draymond would be available. And I know that's kind of far fetched, but that Stoney, that's where this thing is at. I'm not ready for mediocrity with the Warriors. I'm not, and we got less than that last year. Are you telling me Steph playing at the level he still can play at? That was the best thing about what happened in Paris.
Well, two games.
That's what this is. Like
what?
No, I'm
that's
being
serious.
It's about how does Steph feel about what you guys have where we're at. Don't tell me this. Oh, we won four, and this is how the end is going to be. Hell nah.
What do you mean?
The Steph scoreboard is the Warriors scoreboard this year. That's what I mean. You piss him off or he's not happy, it's problems.
Well, they have like...
That's what I mean.
What would he be pissed off about? He knows
what's around him.
I thought
in
he was
reality.
Excited. I thought they were reported he was excited.
How can he? That would be a lie. That would be him and Draymond lying to us.
You think Steph Curry and Draymond Green have no idea what kind of year they're heading for
oh,
this
no,
year?
I totally do. It's scary, man. Oh, you're laughing.
I am. It's just the natural cycle of
sports. Or do we, but I'll tell you what, real quick here. Steph is not looking at the decade saying, oh, we had it great. We won four. Those comments that those shots he fired are letting you know, I'm not going to be here if we're not winning. Or we're not a threat. And I appreciate that.
Well,
I don't do pom-pom radio. I'm telling you, get ready for Steph to say, I might shake the spot if we don't get this thing back right.
Right. And what I'm saying is, how can you look at this team and think it's going to go right? Or significantly more right than a year ago?
The jumps that we talk about. Kuminga.
And what about the declines that we may see with Steph, Draymond, Wiggins, Looney? How do we weigh that in?
Oh, man.
I just
people saying, "Goo, we got mediocrity right now."
We do, and they made no. Listen, we're all going to watch the season. We're all going to watch the Warriors season, but this isn't a 55 win team.
We don't know that yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't know that yet, but you're already bracing for Steph to say he wants out of here because you know it's heading in that direction.
But you wouldn't call anybody a fool thinking that, right? If they said, Stoney, this is how I'm feeling, you kind of could understand that.
Yeah, definitely. So what do you do is my question. Are you really going to go into this year?
There's nothing you can do. Huh? They tried. Unless you want to go take a flyer on Zach LaVine or who else is out there? Not Lonzo. Who was the other guy we were flirting on?
Ingram?
Brandon Ingram. But that's just doing something to do something. Norm said, never mistake activity
that was John
for
Wooden.
Achievement.
It was John Wooden.
I got to believe that's my father. He gave it to me.
Wooden stole it from Norm.
There, thank
he
you.
He might have.
Yeah.
He might have.
A true original.
Goo, the team needs five pieces.
Five easy pieces.
Josh Ram on the YouTube chat.
Yeah.
Pods.
Anyway.
I'm here, man. I'm going to give them all my support, but this is the first time in umpteen years. I'm looking at you dead. I hate when you're there. I'm Stoney with my core. I have no idea.
I can tell you. You should have an idea.
Oh, boy.
What do you mean you have no idea? How the season's going to go?
Yeah.
You don't have a feel for it?
I
you don't think it'll be like last year?
No. You tell me no a non-Draymond suspension year, we're getting in the playoffs.
Okay.
But that ain't enough.
It should be. I mean, Evan, what do you think? Are the Warriors stuck? Are they stuck right now? Because I actually agree with it, and there's only one way to get unstuck.
Well, it depends on what you define as stuck. I mean, are they stuck between a championship and being the worst team in the league? Yeah, of course. But
are they stuck in the middle of that group? Or can they get back into the top 10?
They were 10th last year.
Right. No, I mean overall in the NBA.
Oh, overall? I think it's a tough ask, but I mean, top six? I think there's some other teams in the West that are going to take steps back. But
no, that's interesting.
They got to start a lot better than they have the last two seasons.
San Antonio, Evan's going to be better. The Rockets, they almost ran us down.
I think it's more Memphis.
What about Memphis? They could be a one seed easy. I've been thinking about Memphis and the growth they took. Like, they lost last year knowing our dude was gone, but we grew. They got some players, man. And yeah, Ja's coming back. Houston. And now Chris Paul. Sack got DeRozan.
Okay, so how do they get to four like you said they could?
It's not my job. I'm hoping they get
to four.
Are they
going to get to four or not?
No, they got to make.
I'm putting you on the spot.
What moves can you really make? No, they're not getting to four.
They're
not getting to four.
Let them off the hook.
I'm not. They control. Oh, we got break. No.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
there is something here from one of Stiney's favorite players ever.
Did you fall for something on the text line?
Yeah, listening to you Monday. Go ahead.
That was funny. This is from one of Stiney's favorite players. I'm just curious what you think about this because Stiney only really heaps praise when someone he kind of believes in
like
does
this.
It for him.
Evan, I love it all.
Keep going.
Reggie Jackson said that Aaron Judge is in the realm of Ruth and Garrick.
Who said that?
Reggie Jackson.
Now that's think about what he said.
And now you bow it? Down.
No, I told you. I can't stop watching Aaron Judge at the plate. Yeah. But for Reggie, Mr. October, to say that, I'm not mad. And I would just tell Reggie,
why
I know.
Why would you be?
Throw Ohtani in there, too.
Well, he didn't.
But those two, man. It's incredible. The Giants have nothing remotely close. The A's got Rooker. And what's my man in right field? the black guy. And my boy.
Lawrence.
Butler, yeah.
Forgot about Bengaliers.
The Giants have nothing close to Ohtani or Judge.
Thank you.
Think about it.
I get it.
Jack Clark, Darrell Evans, Kevin Mitchell, Jeff Kent, Barry Bonds. Just think about that, who I just listed. Think about what they have at the plate right now. They haven't hit but one home run since they come back from the road trip.
So why do you think they're going to win a playoff series?
The pitching.
I'm
being real, man.
He's like Ricky Henderson in his prime, this guy. He's got all the bases covered.
No, he read that. Yeah. For him, he believed. Reggie believed. Aaron Judge.
Yeah. See, you say.
We missed on Wiseman.
You say.
We missed on Trey Lance. But the Bay got Brock Purdy. I can't hate on Purdy.
Thought it was because both Judge and Ruth are light-skinned.
You look at that nose on Ruth's body. I'm just. Just think about it, though.
You just.
What has Giants baseball become? Last the runner on
3 days ago, we had to act. See, this is what you do.
Well, two nights ago was the most exciting game you've watched.
Yeah, I wasn't
what
telling
game?
You to go get a jersey.
The pitcher's duel between Sale and Snell.
That was incredible.
It was a good game.
Yeah. It was a pitcher's duel.
Okay. They
Spawning, who does Spawn go up against, Evan?
This is what I'm talking about. You put too much emphasis in one game on baseball.
I'll never back down from that.
That was the most strikeouts in 25 years of the ballpark.
Well, the Giants do that a lot.
Between both teams.
I know, Evan, but come on, man. I'm just thinking of Ohtani and Judge. And I know every team's got envy. But, man, if we could get that back in the Bay. I'm being real, man. Okay.
You,
but the A's got a guy with 30 bombs. God. Giants don't have one with 15.
Well, look at the ballpark they play in.
Barry had no problem.
Coliseum's a hitter's park, Stiney.
Barry hit 73 in that ballpark. Ohtani made it look small. So did my guy from the softball hitter, Schwarber, from Philly.
I'm trying to think what it is today specifically
that set
that's
me
bothering
off.
Me about Goo.
Oh, well, I'm in a good mood.
Is it because today is a must-win for the Giants?
Or maybe you know I'm going to be gone
it's
next
because,
week.
Here's what it is.
Rookie move. Oh, boy. Who is it, Pop?
Broadway Volkswagen. I got to get my recall. My car is.
Got to get brakes.
No, I got to get. It's been recalled for about three or four things. So I'm going to take it in, and they're going to get it figured out.
Oh, I want a new one. If we get past two, I saw.
I guess I just hate. I guess what it is I just can't stand when you say on a Monday, Stiney. Oh, I think this team's going to win a playoff series. And then on a Wednesday, You rant and rave about how much they stink,
but
I just don't. Okay. I don't. I'm
and this
done.
Is why I love Shasky.
I'm handcuffed.
He's at my back. Real
I'm
quick.
Handcuffed, Evan.
But the last two games or three games have took a lot out of me. You're not even saying that's part of it. I've watched 27 innings of.
So 27 innings have now changed your mind.
Not on the pitching of the hitting, partner.
Well, then why did you say it?
Because I thought a light would come on and maybe they could just get hot. When one guy's hot, it's just it's what? Not infectious at all. It's just the next guy's gonna go up there, foul ball. I'm gonna look at one, and I'm swinging miss so,
like that. So you're
I'm tired.
You're ripping them.
No, I'm not ripping them. I'm watching them. You see, Willard's giving up. That guy.
You want to be Willard?
No, that Thank lets you know.
I'm scared of Willard.
I hate that for us.
And I'm just...
I don't know what you want me to do. I'm reacting to the...
That's
like,
thank
just,
you, Uncle Looney. And I rarely cite Uncle Looney. You fell for the okey-doke. How many times are you going to fall for the okey-doke?
Well, tonight's a must-win.
No, it's not.
Stoney, you go 4.5 back... And then you're trying
and
to
then
get
you
ready
win
for
Thursday.
The
you're 3.5.
You
back.
Got the A's in Oakland, who can hit the ball out the park.
Best record since July 1st. Bet you didn't know that either.
So you killed me with that.
It's fact.
That's
the A's have the best record since July 1st.
Spadoni sent it to us yesterday on the thread.
He did,
or was Evan the best record? Best record since the break. God, I just want the Bay to have that Barry Bonds again. Or Jeff Kent.
I love that they don't.
Or Canseco.
I love
or
that
Maguire.
They don't because it's a lesson to fans that you don't always get to have those players.
And that's what we're learning with the Warriors.
No, because they still have Curry.
Their next Steph Curry,
huh?
They don't. We don't have Jordan Poole. At least on a couple nights, had me thinking you're not Curry,
Jordan Poole,
but you can rock the cathedral. I seen you do it.
What does that mean?
Chase Center going crazy. Him getting to the line, scoring 38 against the Joel Embiid, and Curry wasn't playing, and Clay was out. I thought we got something. Not Curry-esque, but he can hold it down.
Yeah.
What do we got now?
Hold it down. How?
Win a game. Get to the free throw line. Hit crazy threes.
It's JP with the Golden State Warriors.
He did do all those things.
That's what I said. He got hit in the face. You don't get it, man.
No, I get it.
But you want to run Trent Williams out of here.
I get it.
And just put a regular left tackle up there and think you're going
to win. He is a regular left tackle now.
Had a bad Super Bowl. I'll give you that.
Had a bad playoffs.
The whole offense
did. And I'm seeing on the text line, had a subpar season.
Well, he made all pro. If you're going to be the guy that says all pro means nothing, the media did it, I'll let you have that. But
Stoney,
people, come on now.
Come on now.
Ayuk was an all pro, and so was Trent Williams.
Yeah. And yet the Niners don't have him signed. They don't have him signed, do they? Not everybody is a star, Goo. Not everybody is an all star. Not everybody's a superstar.
You see Marte from the Diamondbacks.
I don't
You see
care.
Tatis and the young stud from the Padres. Mm-hmm. They Machado. What are the Dodgers? I don't even Mookie back. Oh, by the way, I hit a homer on first at bat. Yes. What are the? Go get some bats.
Yeah, that's a. Okay, it's August 14th. Time to go get bats.
They hired Pat Burrow.
Okay.
See. Pat Burrow, who's I'm looking at you, Pat.
Oh boy, that'll change things.
He's
Pat
a bat.
Burrow. Yeah. I'm gonna still try to help you on the other side.
I don't need no help.
No, you do. You do. You need to. I'm gonna teach you how to watch sports the right way,
Mister Documentary over here.
The right way.
That's what you teach me.
All right. Let's. Oh boy. That segment. Hold on. 888-95 I'll just do it.
I know everything.
Let me tell you what you don't know, Steph. That you guys are stuck. Next segment brought to you by Lucky California. Clay Thompson.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.